You are listening to the Horse Radio Network, part of the Equine Network family.
This is Jennifer Hebert.
I'm Morgan Nicole.
And this is Sofia Yagela. Welcome to Wisdom by Wessa on the Horse Radio Network, part of the Equine Network family.
Okay, Sophia, so what can people do between the January and the August WESA trade show? We have a little bit of gap.
Yes, it seems like it's a long time without a WESA trade show, but WESA members can mark their calendars for April 1st, so that's going to be soon. And it won't be an April Fool's Day joke, but it's actually when our contracts for the August WESA Trade Show will be available online at wesatradeshow.com. So make sure you're ready for that. And then, of course, the time between January and August is also a great time to work on your marketing strategies and your booth display that maybe you're looking forward to for August or also January, and really all the fun stuff that usually takes a bit more time.
I agree. This is a great time to get prepared, get settled in, and even dream big, like you said, with the new marketing plan. I know, Jennifer, and I love the August show because it's definitely more of a digestible tempo and a great time to really get in there and have great conversation. Now, how can people get the most out of their WESA membership?
So, for example, if you have a job opening, if you may be looking for a sales rep to join your team, you can post your opening on our networking tab. That's something that people usually kind of forget about or maybe just don't know about. And if you haven't already, you can also download the buyer lists, which are available to every WESA exhibitor, and just make sure that your contacts are up to date. Again, that is free and comes as a benefit to your membership. And just because I mentioned the marketing strategies, so if you have any questions about sponsorships or really anything else regarding that topic, you can always contact the WESA staff and gain some more insights. We're here to help all of our members. And most of the sponsorships that people have asked for are actually already available, and maybe they just haven't clicked on it yet. For example, the column signage or some smaller events on site. So just be sure to check that out with your full contract when it's available on April 1st.
Great stuff coming up in August. And speaking of great stuff, we have a great guest coming up, and it's going to be Philip Gonzalez from A Betta Saddles. And he's going to talk about the innovation and truly groundbreaking technology they're using to make A Betta Saddles the best saddles they can be. I'm so happy to welcome to the show Philip Gonzalez from A Betta Saddles. Welcome to the show.
Hi, how are you? I'm happy to be here again.
This is great. So for the uninitiated, how long has A Betta Saddles been around, and how the heck did you come up with that name?
Okay, so A Betta has been around for 35 years, and it was the first Western synthetic saddle in the market. And the name came up from some developments with some English saddle makers, and it came up to be A Betta Saddle. That's what A Betta means.
Now, is it A Betta because it directly translates to that, or is it A Betta because it's just a play on somebody saying A Betta Saddle fast?
I think it's a play to say it faster, but at the end, it is what it is.
And all the, I've known about A Betta Saddles for years and years and years and years. I've ridden in them over the years, and the connection was never there. So we need to play that up. That's a great way to name the product, because the whole point behind this product line is to make a better saddle. So what's the key feature that makes A Betta Saddle a better saddle?
One word, and it's lightweight. That's it.
So it's just easier to pick up and easier to sling onto your horse.
It's easier, and making it lighter, you have to pay attention, not losing strength. And so it's an engineering challenge to come up with a saddle that works well, that it's lightweight, it has different materials, but at the same is durable, because the A Betta riders, they're mainly trail riders, they don't want to be hasn't around with problems of maintenance or it's too heavy or someone has to set it up for you. So being able to do it by yourself, it's pretty important for us. So a lightweight saddle allows you to do it everything by yourself.
Yes, exactly. So when you when a bed of saddles first came onto the market, the tree was made of synthetic material in addition to the rest of the saddle. Is that correct?
That's correct. And actually, that was one of the main components that was different from traditional saddles.
So what's the
advantage? And it was a polyethylene injected model saddle tree.
Polyethylene injection model. That sounds pretty scientific. So 30 some odd years down the line, you guys have stepped up the technology that makes these synthetic trees even better. What's that?
Yes. And the main problem with the injected model saddle tree, and now we're going to talk about the new ones, it's symmetry. With the wooden trees, they're not perfectly symmetry and they lose their shape with the time, especially if the saddle is not being used a lot or with the temperature changes. So being symmetry is key to produce the same saddle every time you make it at your saddle shop. That's what we do. So we came to realize that doing the injected model trees is really expensive and it takes a lot of time. And with 3D scanning and 3D printing, we came to realize that it's an easier and more technical way of doing it. And you don't have to have the same tree with the same shape all your life. You have the bars, which is the most important thing for saddle fitting, and you can change swells and cantles as you wish. And it's like a Lego from saddle trees. You can build it up the way you want it.
Oh, that's interesting. So how many different styles, shapes, sizes of tree does Abeta make now with this new technology?
We are making the gated bars, the full quarter bars, and the draft bars. That's like the chassis. And that's the most important thing of the tree. When you come up with the full quarter horse bars, for example, then we have barrel raising swells and cantles, roping swells and cantles, weight swells and cantles, and it changes from sizes. And it's proportional to, for a 15-inch seat saddle, 18-inch, it's not the same cantle, it's not the same swell. You have to change it proportional to make the saddle looks great.
So you can combine a 16-inch seat with full quarter horse bars and you end up with, and so you can, there's a lot of different combinations there. Does using 3D printing make inventory control more efficient?
That's a good question, because as saddle makers, normally you get the orders in the tree you don't have in stock. So being injected molded and with 3D printing, you can just order the pieces you need. You don't need to order the whole saddle tree. Let's say you have the bars already in stock. Those you need to have. And you need a weight swell, because you got an order from a swell and a 15-inch. So it's just a matter of ordering just the swell and the cantle. And that's it. It ships separately from the bars that you already have in stock as saddle maker.
So in this day and age of on-demand inventory, we're creeping closer and closer to that, at the same time maintaining quality control?
Maintaining quality control is going to be always the same. And it's from the business point of view, working capital is key. So you don't need to have a lot of money on trees waiting for orders without stopping your production. So it's a new way of seeing the business with a new type of tree.
So from the point of view of the consumer and the retailer selling Abeta saddles to the modern consumer, how do you think that the perception of a synthetic saddle has evolved over the past 30 years or so? Because you guys pretty much invented the niche.
Yes, that has been a challenge. And actually, it's a niche that we have developed to be unique. We have a unique position in the market with a quality synthetic saddle. I would say synthetic saddle has been around for many years, non-brand or some brands. But as an Abeta saddle, we're unique. And that niche market has been developed among female riders who wants something different. And a synthetic saddle like Abeta, it's a saddle that you see it and it's different from the other saddles. You're not looking for the tooling. You're not looking for the, I would say, the showing off. You're looking it for like a do what it has to do and let me do it myself. So it has coaching loops back and front. We have different type of riggings. And one more thing, the super cushion seat is getting really, really popular. And what riders are looking for is comfort. You just sit like in your sofa from your house and go and ride for long hours. So that's what a synthetic saddle allows us to do.
So you mentioned the comfort, your comfort seat. Dive into that a little bit. Explain exactly what that is.
The super cushion seat is made from memory foam, which never loses shape and is thicker than a normal, like a trail saddle. So you dip in on the seat and you feel the difference.
Oh, so you're going to have that security, the perception of security in addition to the padding. That makes sense. Yeah.
Exactly. When you have non-padded seats, you're feeling the tree directly, which is a little bit harder, of course. And it's different, the sensation. Maybe you can have a little bit more close contact when you're not using the super cushion seat. But for trail riding, what people are looking really is being really comfortable while long hours of riding. And that's something that we developed. And we develop it with different type of foams. And actually, I would say the Abeta saddle is known for its super cushion seat.
Yeah. And I'm going to give away a little secret here, Philip. I don't ride for long hours. I still want to be comfortable.
That's true. That's true.
You know, even if you're a person who rides for an hour at a time, 45 minutes at a time, 15 minutes at a time, you still want to be comfortable. So the super padded seat, from the consumer's point of view, I think that's a plus regardless of how long you're riding your horse. And speaking of horse, for the Abeta saddles and the really cutting edge technology that you put into it, what difference does it make from the horse's point of view?
From the horse's point of view, and we're talking now about fitting, the way we develop these new trees is using a technology I discovered in Germany, and I really dive into it. And it's we scan the horse's back with a mobile. Anyone can do it. It's not easy to do it, but anyone can do it. But the trick is how to convert that file into something valuable to develop your bars. We're talking here about the bars, which is the part that is in contact with the horse's back, to be like an average full quarter horse to fit correctly. And it doesn't mean you're only going to scan one horse. You have to scan 20 horses, 50 horses, and make the average. That all is being done with computer assisted design, with CAD, and I'm the one doing it, because I came to realize when you hire an engineer to do it, he can do it from the engineer point of view for the part, but you are not able to understand how it works on the horse. So I'm an engineer myself. I studied mechanical engineering. So I decided to study all the programs to do it myself. Scanning, designing, 3D printing, everything.
Wow, I did not know that. Because I'm not that familiar with how 3D printers work and how saddles are designed, I just assumed you took an existing tree, scanned it, and said, make one just like that. You went out and actually real-life horses, scanned those real-life horses and said, okay, I'm going to make a tree with a 3D printer, which is incredibly precise, from data that you collected from horses that live in the 21st century. Because at least in the English department, there are a lot of trees that are still manufactured using measurements that were taken old school by hand on horses that lived 50 years ago. Well, modern horses are shaped a little different. So that's, you're really embracing modern horse and equestrian needs in every way with this thing.
Actually, the starting point is, as you mentioned, we scan an existing tree, but just for the shape, we're looking for the rider. Swell, cantle, round seat, that's it. But if you copy the bars, you're copying the mistakes from years after year and after year, and from horses that have developed their shapes differently this time. So we take the bars, and the shape of the bars comes from scanning the horse's back. Normally, a saddle fitter can do it with some patterns and the old school way. That's good. That's one way of doing it. But what I felt and what I discovered is that it was difficult for a saddle fitter to go beyond just diagnosing what is wrong. So give me the right tree. What we did is taking that data and putting it into a shape that really works. And if it changes in 5 years, we're able to change it. So we don't have to repeat the same mistakes that has been on the trees for years. And let me tell you, it's not only for wool quarter horse. It happens to all the breeds. We want to change the bars to be to what it is now on the horse market and on the horse shape anatomy.
There we go. It's a little bit like Microsoft computers. There was an error 35 years ago, and they patched it, and they have to patch it again, and patch it again, and patch it again.
Exactly. But from a saddle maker's point of view, it is difficult because you rely on saddle tree makers, which there are not a few. There are not much out there. There's just a few to make something special for you, and they're difficult to change what they have been doing for all their life. Change is a challenge. And so you have to understand from beginning to end to change it and make it work. And sometimes it's not the way you think it's going to work, but then you change it again, patch it.
Yeah. Yeah. So for somebody who is looking for a saddle that is easy to take care of and is reliable, whether it's being used or not, how does that differ between the high-tech synthetic trees in an Abeta saddle versus a saddle that's made with a tree and, as for that matter, its exterior of natural materials? Because I know if you hang your saddle up on the saddle rack and you just chuck it up there and it's kind of hanging there a little bit crooked or wonky, or for that matter, like me, I noticed the saddle rack I bought from the store, the saddle rack is not the same on both sides. It's a little crooked, so I don't want to leave my saddle on that. How does that differ between a saddle made of 100% natural materials and a saddle that's made from synthetic materials? Is there a difference? Is there a good way to store it? Is there a bad way to store it?
So the first thing you're going to notice is going to be 30% less weight. It's going to be lighter. So that's the first thing. The second thing is you're going to stir it and you don't have to pay attention to it. And if it gets very dusty, you just take it out, take a hose, and throw water on it with pressure, and that's it. That's something you cannot do with natural material. So cleaning a saddle is not going to be boring. It's going to be fun. It's just water, soap if you want, and it's going to look like new every time you use it, first thing. Second thing, and for most of the people who are not very aware of fitting, is when you put in the horse with this new saddle tree technology, you're going to feel it sits differently. So it's easier to saddle up, it's lighter, it sits differently. And then you go with a super cushion seat, synthetic material, transfer that cushion sensation easier than leather, for example. So I would say you're going to feel driving not an old Chevy, you're going to drive new car, any of the brands, but a new car. The old Chevy, you like the smoke and how it sounds, but when you go in a new car, it's more comfortable, it's easier, it's made to make your life easier.
There we go. And that's the whole point, because it's a better saddle. There you go.
It's a better saddle, yeah.
So for someone who wants to learn more about the saddle fit, the saddle design, the technology that you guys put into these saddles, they can ask their local saddle retailer?
They can ask for the local saddle retailer for a better saddles, like our portfolio. This technology is really new and it's just coming into our retailers. So if they want more information about what we're talking about right now, they can write us in our website, abetahorsesaddles.com. There is a chat, online chat. I'm the one answering the chat. If I don't know the answer, I travel a lot. They can leave a message and I reply on their emails. Because the thing is, I want to bring like this fitting new technology to be accessible for everyone. On the saddle trees, on a better saddle, but most important, to make trail riders riding easier.
There we go. Thank you very much, Philip, for stopping by the show today. This has been fascinating.
Thank you very much. I really liked the conversation. Very good question, by the way. And I think that's something new and it's going to pick up, and I hope everyone will try it.
You'll find all of the links from today's episodes in the show notes. Make sure to subscribe to Wisdom by Wessa on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen so you never miss the conversation that's shaping the equine industry.
New Wisdom by Wessa and Retail Roundup episodes drop every Thursday, and they are available on the Wessa podcast feed, as Morgan mentioned, or your favorite podcast. Subscribe today.